And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now we should be joined on the line by Priscilla Granger. Priscilla Granger, good morning to you, Priscilla.
Good morning.
And Priscilla, you're talking to us this morning about an organisation, a group you've set up called Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland Support Group. Tell us a little bit about this and how you got involved with it.
Okay, well, Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland was set up and founded by myself and my daughter, Amy Granger. And we are now survivors of domestic violence. But from, I would say probably nearly, would have been nearly coming on to 17 years, both Amy and I, where we were victims of domestic violence by my estranged husband. And it took us a long, long number of years, especially me, to get the courage built up to get away from him. He mentally, physically and financially abused me in every possible way. He had a number of addictions to both gambling, and he then got involved in prostitution and left. He was living a double life, and obviously because of his strength against me, both physically and mentally, I really wasn't able to put it up to him. So it took me a long number of years to make the decision to get away. I knew I had to get away, but it wasn't. I didn't know how to do it. I hadn't a clue how to do it. So eventually, I did it. I did it. And then realised that at the end of the day, there was nothing out there. There was nothing out there for the likes of myself and my daughter who, where were we going to go? Mm. What were we going to do? There was nothing there. Point, you know, full stop, there was nothing. Women's Aid is there, and there's really a lot of other groups out there that do amazing work. But there is, there's nothing there that you can, that I could actually say, there's a plan there. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. This is the way it's going to be done.
Yeah.
Short. There's nothing.
Nothing at all. What I know, Women's Aid, they do great work and that, but
absolutely,
it's kind of like a short term kind of, I suppose, help group. You're saying that there's nothing long term to help people in your situation.
No, what we do is in our situation, and obviously I've learned by my mistake, right? That's the way we're doing this. Yeah. So, if any of your listeners out there are victims, are have families that they know are victims, because you could be looking at somebody and you know that they're a victim of domestic violence and you know that they are being beaten or they're being mentally abused, but the victim may not know that themselves. Mm-hmm. They think it's normal within a marriage or within a relationship to put up with this shit. Excuse the language.
Yeah,
but that's
no,
what
right.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I came up with this plan. If you plan your exit, that's half the battle, okay? That's half the battle. You're 90% there. So the most important thing, that your abuser does not know that you're planning to leave, that your abuser does not know what you are doing. So you, it may take you 6 months to a year to plan this. So what we do here at Stop Domestic Violence is we would put a plan into place. So say, for example, you have somebody that's in a very abusive relationship and they get the strength to come to us and talk to us. And we would say, this is what we're going to do. We will get, first of all, you need to open up your own little bank account. If you're only lodging €1 a week, right? But what you're doing is you're building up your own credit report. Mm. So it means that you're becoming independent again. Because you've got to remember, most victims in domestic violence do not have a bank account,
no,
do not have a utility bill in their name. The only thing they may have is their passport.
Yeah,
that's
true,
the thing.
True,
that's,
yeah,
if they have a passport.
Mm.
So we have also, and it's not official yet, but we're waiting on confirmation, and I can't mention the bankers yet, but one of the city banks in Dublin have agreed now to work with us, so any victim that needs to open up a bank account can do so, but they don't need a utility bill to do so. We have arranged something else that is legal for the bank to open up a bank account.
Mm.
So, for example, then the victim decides, I'm making the decision, I'm going, so we take them to the bank. We get them to open up their bank account. That's the first thing. We get them to go to their GP to get it on notice. We would go with them to the GP and we would say, listen to the GP, this cannot be recorded anywhere where an abuser could ask, is it there, or that the children have discussed it. We try and keep the children away from all of the planning. The less the kids know, the better, because abusers are fantastic at being able to get information out of children.
Yeah.
After that, then, what we do then is we basically make the decision of putting the plan in place that they would note everything in a diary, or they would contact us through Facebook and tell us exactly what Joe Bloggs has done on a daily basis.
Yeah.
We then build up our case. It could take 3 months, 4 months. We then build up our case. We then have a team of solicitors, and we have a barrister, and we have a senior counsel who will then give free advice. We bring them to the solicitor, and then if she feels, or I feel, or he feels, the legal team, that there is enough evidence for a safety order or a barring order, that is implemented immediately, and that's when the proceedings start.
Yeah. But if people are listening today, Priscilla, and they think, we don't have, like you were saying, they don't have a penny in their own name, is there a cost to this, or is this free?
No, no.
There's no cost.
Our
okay.
services are free.
Right.
There is no charge, nothing.
Great.
Nothing.
So they have a way out. They have a way of getting
they
some help.
They have a way out.
Yeah.
And it's so important, because I do know that my biggest fear was leaving. I didn't have a solicitor to represent me because I wasn't experienced enough, and I didn't know how to do it.
Can I just ask
and
you
I
something?
I actually thought I wasn't educated enough.
I know exactly what you're saying. Can I ask you something? Domestic violence can include a range of behaviours. It's not just physical. Now, and there's a lot of people out there who are suffering mental. That is just as bad as physical violence.
Well, I actually think it's worse.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, and I have to say this, sometimes I used to say, oh, Jesus, would you just give me the thump and get it over and done with?
Yeah. Mm. You know,
if
women are listening, if women are listening but this morning, and they feel,
and men.
Oh, you help men as well, great.
Yeah.
If they feel, well, I'm not really getting, you know, I'm not getting smacked around the place, but he's look at you and intimidating you and been horrible. You know, that is a form of domestic abuse as well. So it's domestic violence. So they can still go to yourselves for help. I mean,
they
haven't got bruises to show, but, you know, not on
doesn't
their
matter.
Body.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Nobody should be controlled.
Yeah.
Nobody should be controlled in a relationship or being told what to wear or being told you're not going out or being told I want the receipts for the shopping or being told turn off the immersion, don't use the dishwasher, turn off the tumble dryer.
What to wear. Yeah. I know. And you mentioned your daughter as well. I mean, children, do they experience domestic violence?
My daughter has set up a Snapchat called Say No to CDV, which is Childhood Domestic Violence. And she has a Snapchat set up.
Yes.
We have just done a full interview with the Sun newspaper. So we're in it someday next week. I'm not sure what day, but it was one of the days next week. My daughter, Amy, is there, and she helps teenagers. And it's totally confidential. Totally. Mm. And the same with anybody that comes to me. Nobody knows. Their names are changed here, and their names are changed with solicitors until it's time for court appearances. Because our whole thing is, it's so important to ensure that our victims are safe.
Yeah.
It's so, so important.
And do you have a building to put up to accommodate people if they ring you and they need to get out straight away? They have to get out of the situation straight away.
The whole thing is, we have people that at the end of the day, we don't take them out of their home. That's the most important thing. We do not take them out of their home. They must remain in the home until we get the plan in place. Somebody in an emergency situation, what we do is, if we feel that they're in a very, very volatile and dangerous situation, we would advise yes. And we have people who donate vouchers to us, because we don't take cash. This, I have a huge thing about all these charities being done for scamming the book. So we don't take cash, but what we take is the likes of food vouchers, B&B vouchers, hotel vouchers.
Right,
and we then put them into safe places where we know they're safe.
But what can you say to people who know? I mean, these could be people that come from a wealthy family. We had a person here before. She lived in a gated house with electric gates and looked like she was really happy, but hadn't got a penny to her own name, had nothing to her own name, and was living a horrible, horrible life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the long term, where can they go? What can happen?
What can happen is that they come to us and we get them to first thing is that person wasn't strong enough to get away from him. And I don't mean that she's to leave the family home. Mm. She needs to get counselling. So we can organise that. We have in-house counsellors here. She needs to get strong with us. We're able then to say to her, this is what we're going to do. And you could nearly say after 3 to 4 weeks, they start becoming stronger.
Okay.
And they're able, because they know what they're doing. For example, if he starts, you know, abusing her verbally, she can record it on her phone. Mm. Turn on her phone, leave it there. It could be in her jeans pocket. Turn the volume up, you're recording. That's evidence for court.
But this takes time, doesn't it, going to court? And that
it takes time.
You have to go through all this.
You have to go through all this. Yeah. There is no quick fix to anything. Remember that. There's no quick fix to anything, but you have got to plan it. It's all about planning. It's all about knowing how to do it correctly. And we have the services. So even if you have to leave overnight, we can give you an emergency bag. And in the emergency bag will be underwear, shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, toothbrushes. We then have people that we get clothes from. We will give you clothing. We will give you food vouchers. We will make sure to put our services into place so that you have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
That you're not just leaving. Then immediately we would have you in court to ensure you have your order. We would then also be on to the guards immediately. We work quite closely with Ballymun and Santry Garda Station have just launched about a year ago a new domestic violence unit. Now, unfortunately, it's only 2 days a week, but I have to say they're doing great work. They're doing amazing work. Right. And this is what has got to happen. Because people don't realise that, listen to this, you do know that domestic violence is not a crime in Ireland.
Really? Oh, my God.
So, you can be beaten up in the home, and you can walk into the guard station and say, my ex-wife or my ex or my husband or my current wife or my current husband has after beaten me. You could have the bruises to show it.
And they can't be charged.
Their reply back is, they can't be charged. It happened inside the home. And nine times out of ten, the guards don't know what to do because the ones that are not trained in domestic violence don't know how to handle it.
That's ridiculous. And we see the ads as well, Priscilla, and they've been on quite a lot lately about domestic abuse and violence. And you see the babysitter sitting down and can overhear them on the monitor. Mm. Now, if you're living beside a family or a couple and you can hear what's going on, a lot of people are going to say, oh, I'm not interfering. And that's the way we are kind of saying, don't interfere, pretend you don't hear, you know, which isn't right either. But then sometimes when people do interfere, then it's kind of saying, well, look, no, everything's okay. And the person doesn't want to change the situation at the moment.
You know, Ireland may have become very modern in the last number of years, and we're, I suppose, they call Dublin the cosmopolitan city. I do believe it's still brushed under the carpet.
Yeah,
it's a little bit like the children being abused by the Catholic Church. I still think it's still hidden under the carpet. I find some of my friends and family have a problem with me being now a survivor of domestic violence.
Really?
Yeah, it's sort of, sure, look, we don't know. There's two sides
to every
story.
Two sides to every story, yeah.
And then we hear the real know-all. Well, there's two sides, his side, her side, and the truth.
Yeah.
You know, this type of nonsense.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, no man, no woman deserves to be mentally, physically hurt in any shape or form.
Exactly. And you did mention as well you help men. Now I know we have done a lot of interviews over the years with Amen, the organisation to help men. A lot of men will not come forward and say, especially if they're kind of a 6 foot guard or they've been, do you know what I mean, abused by their smaller wife, and they're ashamed to say it. I mean, he told me yesterday, I'm ashamed to say that I've been physically abused, but it is happening. And, you know, they deserve to be able to go and get help as well as any woman going out there. But a lot of men won't probably come and say what's happening as much as women might.
That's right. Because, remember, men are not allowed to cry.
Yeah.
Men are not allowed be weak. And that's the whole thing where it's wrong. And we treat men exactly the same way as women. And actually, I would say that a lot of men don't talk about domestic violence until they have to.
Yeah.
Until they have to, and that's the sad part. men need. They need to talk. They need to be able to come to the likes of us and say, well, this is the way I'm being treated. And one thing I will, and I will keep reiterating this, evidence, evidence, evidence. If you even think of the smallest thing of him saying, you didn't iron my shirt properly, or the wife, the abusive wife, saying to the victim, the husband, I don't like the way you looked at me, or I don't like this, or I don't like that. It's all about evidence. Mm. And, you know, being honest with you, I'm not going to say how we get other evidence, because I don't want the abusers to know how we do it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But we have a situation at the moment that has been very successful through the courts with evidence that the judge actually was shocked of how we got the evidence, and he said, an awful pity other people don't do the same thing, or we'd have a lot of these abusers locked up.
Okay, now Priscilla, we could talk for ages about this.
I know,
but we only
and you know
have
what?
Time.
It's every story and every case is completely different.
Mm.
And all I say to your listeners, we're here. You can talk to me. I'm on Facebook at Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland, or you can talk to Amy. You can ring me. My number, I'm sure if you look up the Facebook thing, it's on that. Or you can, you know, we're here all the time. We're also having an event, and this isn't all about doom and gloom with us.
Yeah.
What we also do is we have a social event in my home. I also have a house down the country, so sometimes we have them down there. And basically we have a night where we have people come into the house, our victims, and now some of our survivors with the kids. And the kids interact with each other, and the mummies and the daddies, the victims, interact with each other.
Great.
And they see a light at the end of the tunnel. We also have we're also having a brilliant day out on the 13th of October in the Bohemian Pub in Phibsborough. McGill's is on the corner up to John Doyle's. Any bus will bring you to it from either Ballymun, city centre, anywhere. Mm. Location wise, it's a great location. And basically, it's £25. You can buy your tickets at the door, or you can ring me to book your ticket. But we're having a day of entertainment. We have the Beattie Brothers, who are actually a local band from Ballymun, who have donated their services for nothing. They're playing at the event. We also have Tom Cole Jr. Tom was originally from Finglas.
Yeah.
Right? He is also playing for nothing. We have food. We have a massive amount of prizes donated. We've about 10 weekends away. So this is a great way of coming, but remember, you're coming to an event. We're a support group, and all the money that we take in will be donated to Dress for Success, who help victims of domestic violence to get back into the workforce. And then we will also be buying food vouchers, getting ready for Christmas, and then we'll be organising then to send some money to Santa Claus, because we send a list to Santa Claus at Christmas time. When mummies and daddies have forgotten to send the list, tell Santa what the little boy and girl needs.
Yeah.
So remember, don't ever be stuck at Christmas time, because we have a direct line to Santa Claus right up to Christmas Eve.
That's great. And maybe come up and let us know more about when it's coming up to Christmas, and we'll get that out there for the 13th
Absolutely.
Of October.
And remember, everybody, if you don't have money at Christmas, talk to us.
Yeah.
I can tell you, nobody will go hungry on Christmas Day. We will make sure you have a Christmas dinner on that table.
Right.
3 years ago, we were donated 25 turkeys. And they arrived on the 23rd of December, and I drove all around Dublin. And I actually drove to Wexford, because there was 25 families that weren't going to have a dinner.
Really? Great, well done. So your Facebook page is Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland. Do you have a phone number, or do they just go on to the Facebook
phone
page?
Number you can contact me at is 086 869 7022.
Is that 24 hours?
24 hours.
Oh, great.
365 days of
Very
the year.
Very good. Great, Priscilla.
And if anybody wants to private message me, please do so, and then I can send you a link of what we have done. But we are a little bit different. There's an old saying I used to always hear people, especially the older generation, sometimes you've got to go in the back door to come out the front door.
Exactly.
We don't always go in the front door to come out the back door.
Yeah.
So we've got sometimes to do things to make it successful, but the most important thing is you make it safe.
You make it safe. And you're doing great work. And it's an absolute... I can't believe the amount of domestic violence in Ireland with statistics I was reading up about today, and it has to stop. But the work you're doing is great, Priscilla, and keep it up, and we'll talk to you again very soon, okay?
Fantastic. And again, thank you to Near FM for giving me this opportunity. But please, 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 anybody out there that thinks they're in an abusive relationship, you don't have to make that decision today, but you can always make contact with me.
Great.
And
thanks,
please,
Amelia.
We're here free of charge.
Great. Okay, Priscilla, thanks for talking to us today on Lifeline.
God bless. And thank
Bye.
You.